Pickaxe.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Hello everybody, good morning, and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast.
Again.
That's right, I'm here, Lewis, also Sips, how are you doing?
Great.
Pyrian Flax, how are you?
Sup?
We are, what are we? I don't know, I'm a kind of, I guess I'm now a YouTuber slash Twitch streamer. It's kind of out of date, you know, like, you know, 10 years old.
You're having an existential channel. Crisis.
Oh, it's your birthday, so you're having a crisis.
Well, I'm 37 today. Hello. Thank you.
Well done.
Doesn't happen to normally end on a drop or fall on a Thursday, but on a birthday. But for some reason, Triforce today is a Thursday, and also I've got a dentist appointment on my birthday. I don't know how this happened.
Mm. Well, the thing is, when you get into your 30s, or I mean, I would say even sort of like most of your 20s. Like, who gives a shit about a birthday, really, you know? Like,
Mrs. F, that's who.
Well, oh. I mean, some people still do, but I mean, like my wife and I, we both just, like, stopped giving a shit about birthdays a long time ago, which has been nice.
Too, but not Mrs. F.
Some people give really a lot of shits about other people's birthdays as well and really think that, are really worried that they would be upset if it wasn't the best day ever.
I mean, I try to say happy birthday to somebody on their birthday, but I mean, what else can you do, really?
But here's the thing. Do you guys like, I mean, I don't send my friends birthday cards. I don't send them birthday cards or presents.
No, right.
Because we're grown-ups, and I figured I'm not going to be hurt, but I'm concerned that other people, like me and my mates, we're kind of weird like that. Like, there's no sentimentality or presents or gifts or anything. There might be a happy birthday, but that's it. I don't know if that's a thing that blokes do or if that's just me and my mates. And I'm worried that everybody else is furiously exchanging cards and presents and calling each other up and wishing them happy birthday. And everybody thinks I'm an arsehole. But this is that's all I know is that birthdays
are no biggie.
I
don't know. Like, I don't really know. Like, a couple of people, I'll remember their birthday. And on the day, I'll just, like, send them a text or something that says, happy birthday.
Right.
But for the most part, I don't remember anybody's birthday. Like, I know my wife's birthday, my kids' birthdays, my parents' birthdays. Even then, I still get them mixed up. And, like, I'd say three or four of my friends, I remember their birthdays. And that's about it. I don't think you need to remember that many birthdays, really.
Like, I know my sisters, oddly enough, but I can't remember my mum's and my dad's.
Well, I think this is a bit of a problem. I think some people do mind when you forget your birthday.
Yeah,
certainly,
they do.
Like, over the course of the year, I feel a bit embarrassed or guilty a couple of times when someone says it's so-and-so's birthday today. Have you got them anything? And I'm like, oh.
I mean, I think it's a bit different for you. You employ people. So, like, there's...
You have
to
pretend to give a shit.
Yeah, I think there's extra pressure on you to sort of remember things like that or to at least appear to give a shit about somebody personally, like, when maybe you don't. I don't know. I mean,
well,
it's a tough one. Like,
I think maybe it's time. Well, the thing is, we do have a list of birthdays in the office. And I mean, that's a classic thing that, like, goes into a calendar, right? You the first thing you put in your calendar is everyone's birthdays in there, or you copy them over from last year sort of thing. I imagine a parallel world where Facebook evolved as that, right? Imagine Facebook was called Birthday Book or whatever, and it was originally like a way to track other people's
birthdays. Yeah.
Send them like best wishes and stuff. You know, that's, I think that's how most people hear about other people's birthdays as well. It's on Facebook. It used to be anyway. I don't know how many people still use
Facebook. Imagine it was like Black Mirror or like the Twilight Zone or something, where like the day and month of your birthday really mattered. Like it meant the difference between you being like I don't know, middle class or like just fucking dirt poor. Like they segregated people based on like their birthdays.
Oh my God. Well, you're not wrong actually, because that's like star signs, right? So, I mean, and also Chinese New Year. I was born in the year of the pig, right? Which is 1983.
I'm a dragon, mate. Get with the program.
What was the year in what was it in 1980?
The vole.
1980.
Year of the dormouse.
Chinese.
Year
of the
monkey.
Zodiac element.
You're a monkey.
No, monkey element was metal. Yeah. It was a metal monkey.
Oh, yeah, because there's elements attached.
There's elements as well.
So it's interesting you talk about people's future being decided by their birthday. There is, what year are you? There is pretty... 76. I'm the dragon.
Oh, Jesus. But what kind of dragon?
I don't fucking know. Bold dragon.
Fire dragon. You're a fire dragon.
Damn.
P-Flex. Actually, when is your birthday specifically?
March 29th.
Okay, you're okay, because the January doesn't count.
Did you miss Flax's birthday this year, Lewis? Is that one of the...
I never get anything from you guys for my birthday, and that's fine.
Well, you don't tell anyone.
Well, no, I'm 44.
I got something from Lewis this year, but it was only because, like, I think the week before my birthday, I said, hey, it's my birthday next week.
And I sent you a fucking gift. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, tell me what your birthday is, P-Flax.
So if you ever want to get something from Lewis for your birthday, Flax, just tell him the week before it's your birthday. Just say, hey, I guess what I'm doing for my birthday next week. I'm going to Papa Jimmy's Pasta Emporium with my wife. Sounds good, eh?
Honestly, that's what you have to do. It's like one of those things in life that you have to drop hints, like if you actually give a shit about it, right? Or someone else drops hints for you.
I like getting presents. Everybody likes getting presents, but I'm also not going to bother anybody.
Man, I'm not gonna be like, if you drop hints, you get a lot more presents.
I don't really like getting presents. I don't know if that's like if that's normal or whatever, but I find presents like annoying. Yeah, I just don't want more stuff. I've got all the stuff I need. Like, I don't want more stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where to put any of this stuff. I don't really value any of this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, most of the stuff that I use.
Well, that's a very... Well, someone's not going to be getting any more presents next year.
I mean, good. Because I don't know what to do with any of this stuff. Like, I've got enough of my own stuff. I don't know if you guys have this, but like, in my house, I open a cupboard to get something. Like, I'm very much of the opinion, like, everything should have its own place, right? Like, I'm going to sound like a really angry old man ranting at this.
But you're also very much of the opinion that you never have a clear out. You never chuck
anything
out.
Yeah, well, we just don't have time. So I'll go into a cupboard looking for something, expecting it to be there. And I always come away from that cupboard feeling super annoyed because the thing I'm looking for is not there. And also, like, 20 fucking things have fallen out of the cupboard.
Yes, every cupboard in your kitchen is so packed to the gills that you and efficiently packed that you open the cupboard and just stuff falls out.
Nice
but
save.
You have told stories on this podcast before, and I can vouch for you that some of the stuff in those cupboards went out of date 25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we have so much stuff. Like, we accumulate stuff, like, especially with kids. Kids love to accumulate stuff. Like,
we need 3 massive liters of dried buckwheat. We don't even know what that does.
Well,
and
now,
it went out of date 10 years ago.
I don't know,
but
if
we're going to keep it in this cupboard anyway.
You guys must have this in the UK, but like, now they're introducing all this stuff where it's like, you can get like bulk cereal, for example, but it's not packaged. It just comes like in a dispenser. So you take like a Tupperware container with you to the store and just fill it up with, like, you know, loose cereal.
To the door? What door of your house?
No, that's...
Is it like a trash vat? It's like a concrete mixer turns up outside your house full of cereal when you just go out
it's like,
with your Tupperware and
fill it up. Have you ever gone to like a bulk barn or anything like that? You know, everything's just There's no packaging
vehicle
on anything, right?
Is
it's all loose. And
here comes the Weetabix, honey.
Yeah.
Get the vat.
But I don't know how this bodes for us because, again, we have so much stuff and now we're just going to have containers full of bulk stuff as well. And it's
Can we get a word count on the number of times Sips has said stuff in the last 3 minutes? Because he's clearly got a lot of stuff.
He doesn't want to describe what his stuff is because partly he doesn't know because he's in the back of the cupboard.
Oh, man.
But partly it's just he's embarrassed about what it is because it's mostly kids' toys.
A lot of it is kids' toys.
Yeah. But when they get to a certain age, you can throw that out, like, or give it away to other kids. One of the things, we got a lot of families in our area, and one of the things you'll often see is on a day where the weather isn't too bad, the mum or the dad will have had a big clear out and they've put toys at their front gate as right. a sort of help yourself. Please take these toys. We don't want any more. There's also about a million charity shops on Twickenham High Street, so people drop them off there.
Yeah.
But we gave our toys away. We had, this was quite sweet. We had a load of Brio, right. which for anyone doesn't know.
Brio's great. That's good stuff.
It's fantastic. It's like a wooden train set.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
good
I love
for little
that
kids.
Stuff. Yeah.
Unbreakable almost. Uh-huh. It's like proper wooden stuff. And they really go nuts with it. My kids played with the Brio until they were, like, I'd say like 6 months ago, they were still playing with the Brio. But eventually we were like, look,
nerds.
I know. We were like, kids, we got to give this away. Like, this is ridiculous. You girls are a little old for this now. I know you like it, but we just don't have the room because you've got all these other toys and books yeah. and everything and clothes fucking everywhere.
Oh, my God. This is like my parents giving away my Warhammer when I went to university.
Oh, well, that sucks.
On eBay. That's what this is like. I'm going to... And I've been buying that back. Do you know what I mean?
Wait,
your
parents
kids are
going to
be
that?
Buying back that Brio.
They gave away your Warhammer
time.
Stuff?
That's brutal.
They're going to be like, I miss that Brio.
That's different.
Do you guys still have a childhood room, like in a childhood home somewhere? Or
no,
have your parents
no,
moved
no,
from
no,
like
no,
your
no.
childhood homes and you
I don't anymore.
It was when I was living in Bournemouth. We had it was me and my sister shared a room until I was 18, and
wow.
at that point I was like, "This has to stop." Because we only had two rooms.
I don't even think that's legal rooms. Anymore. I think the council would step in. No, I'm serious though. I don't think you're allowed to have like a boy and a girl sharing.
That's bullshit. That's
a room
bullshit.
Past a certain
that,
age.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry, dude. That has to be bullshit. First of all, we had to do it because we were poor. And I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat.
It's probably
if you only have
yeah,
two
yeah.
rooms.
It's perfectly fine. Yeah.
If you only have two rooms, what the fuck are you meant to do? You think the council are going to stomp in there and arrest people? Oh, this child should be sleeping in the corridor. No.
I think over here they do check that kind of stuff. I'm not even joking.
They might well do, but I'm telling you that if
There's
you have no choice, you have
of
no choice.
On the island.
Yeah, they've
so got to
stop it.
Yeah, well, Jersey.
They've got to put an end to it yeah. somehow, yeah.
I mean, I guess they're actually just on the hunt for people too poor to have a room for each kid, but... Yeah, so
they know that anyone who meets anyone on the island's going to be related somehow anyway. So they're like,
right.
let's just make sure.
But yeah, so we were sharing a room, like, but we still had old toys in there. But as soon as me and my sister had moved out, my mum just like cleared the room out.
Yeah.
And that was that. But when I met Mrs. F, I was like, I have a girlfriend now. I can't exactly bring her back to my house if I'm in a fucking bunk bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said to my mum, we got to do something. She was like, all right. So she shared with my sister for like the last 6 months before I fucked off to university. And then when I was back home, they'd have to go share again and everything. It was, I mean, honestly, she really took one for the team there.
She did, didn't
yeah.
she? God.
Was, she's a fucking super mum, honestly. She's amazing. But
Mrs. Flax, yeah.
yeah. She really is. Big
standing up
Flax.
For you there. That was a
yeah,
good
save. Because I'm serious, I probably wouldn't be married to Mrs. F and have two kids now if I brought her back and I was like, yeah, I have to sleep in a bunk bed, share it with my sister. You know, it's like, okay, well then I'm going to find another boyfriend.
This whole time you've been talking about this, I've just been thinking about that scene from Trainspotting, you know, when the guy brings his that girl back from the club, like to his, or he goes back to her house or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. And it's just that whole awkward when you're still living with your parents, but you have a girlfriend and you want to bring your girlfriend home or fight.
Right. I mean, the difference is in Trainspotting, she was 15. And she was
yeah,
living
yeah.
at home because yeah. she was a schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Slight difference.
It's
yeah.
a little bit different.
But
yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of childhood rooms, no, it's now just been converted into the front room at my mum's house. She's got a fold-out bed in there for when the kids come to stay with
but
her.
But is she still at the same house that you...
Yeah, yeah, same,
wow,
same house.
Fuck,
I mean, it's a ground floor flat. She's yeah. elderly. It's perfect for her. It's got nice. A garden and everything, you know, it's just right. But yeah.
Is it weird when you go back? Like they think like you you grew up there and stuff or
I mean it's depressing, but no, yeah. it's not weird.
My parents don't live in the same house like that I grew up in or anything. Like I don't have like any sort of like anchor in the past to go back to sort of thing, you know what I mean? Like they don't even live in the same town that I grew up in, nothing. Like it's just
I mean the weird. Main thing is to you remember the people and it's far more important than a room. Like movies make this big thing about your childhood bedroom and everything. It's just a room.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Essentially, it is just a room. The real memories are the things you did, your friends, that kind of stuff. I remember that a lot more than just, oh, my room. It's like, you know, who cares?
I wish I held on to more stuff. Like, I wish I held on to more, like, pictures and stuff. You know, like, nowadays, it's easier for, like, younger people to have pictures of themselves and of their parents, whatever. Like, you know, everything's digital. It's really easy to keep all that kind of stuff. But, like, my kids have never seen a picture of me when I was small because I don't have any pictures of myself when I was small. Like, I have to, have to reach out to my parents and say, can you please scan some old pictures if you can find them and then send them to me so my kids don't even know what I looked like when I was small.
Yeah, it's weird. Very few pictures of me as well. I mean, my mum's got a ton of pictures and my dad's got a ton of pictures from when we were kids and all the rest of it. And I know that my mum still got all her photo albums going back to the 70s. I mean, yeah. And for her parents' photo albums, she still got those. And sometimes she shows the kids and stuff like that. And it's like, wow, there was daddy when he was like 7 or whatever, or when I was 2 or 3. And that's cool. But then there's this weird gap. At university, I didn't really take that many photos because we didn't have a digital camera. Like, it was just who can afford to have a camera, get pictures?
Yeah, they were just carrying around with you. Just coming in when I was at college. Like, they were a new thing and not everybody had one.
It was like this funny transition period because we started to have picture cameras on our phones, but we didn't have, like, they were such bad quality. And then they were awkward to transfer off. And then when you finally did do that, you sometimes forgot. And so I think I had some pictures of one of my old phones that I lost, and then, you know, one of them just broke for some reason. And so I ended up, I don't know, like, I don't have a lot of pictures of my school years because it was
because you don't have a camera because you're a kid. But nowadays. So, I mean, my daughter's got tons of pictures of her and her mates from like year 6, from her first year of secondary school, and she's got all these pictures.
So someone's taking pictures of you as well, right? That's the other thing.
Exactly, yes, people having pictures of you.
Even if you don't take any pictures, people are going to have pictures of you. And it's like, and on Facebook, it gets shared, right? I mean, when I was at school, Facebook wasn't really a thing until I was in my very last sort of year of uni. And so as a result, I don't think anyone really shared pictures of me from that time. And it's kind of nice in a way because I was a spotty, nerdy kind of
turtleneck wearing.
Yeah, there's that turtleneck picture of me, isn't there?
Yeah,
like there's not many pictures.
I mean, here's the other thing is you tended to get pictures taken at special occasions, like maybe at a birthday party, or if you went to a wedding or something like that, like, or on holiday. But people didn't just have a camera on them. Whereas nowadays people have a fucking camera on them all the time.
Yeah.
So there's just going to be more pictures. Like when I think back and my kids are like, what was your room like when you were growing up? I mean, I don't have a photo of that. My mum might
I have vague memories, but nothing like...
I remember. I could even tell you where my toys went and everything. Like, it was very organized back then. I remember I had
a leather case that held NES games. Remember the size of NES cartridges?
Oh, big, I had this big like fuckers.
Yeah, I had this like weird... It was like... I don't even know. It wasn't real leather. Like, it was just like this fake plasticky looking leather thing. But it was like a case that held like, I don't know, 10, 15 games or whatever that you had a handle. So you carried it around. So like if I went to my friend's house and I wanted to take some games, I had like this case. I remember having that in my room, like in a place of honor sort of thing. Like it was, you know, you had a couple of Nintendo games and that was your... That was your thing. Man, so listen, talking about old Nintendo games, I bought my son on the weekend. He got that new Mario Kart game, you know, the one with the where the car drives around.
Yeah, like it's what's
a real
that like?
It's a real car. It's really cool, actually. It's really well done. It's like you set up the course like in your house.
Mario Kart Live?
Yeah. And then as it drives around, you're looking at the screen, but obviously the camera is feeding back and it's like one of those AR things, I guess. There's like all the little characters. So like it's your house, but like, you know, some of the walls have like some stuff on them or whatever. Like it's really clever, actually. It's nicely done.
I think it would be amazing. Yeah. I mean, my kids want it for Christmas, but yeah. I'm pretty
like
sure.
Scaletrics? Is that what you're talking about?
No. What you do is you get two cars. You get two cars, a Mario and a Luigi, and you have these gates. These four gates.
They're just like cardboard. It's like Labo kind of. It's
literally like a Labo gate sort of thing. And you just drive the first time you do it, you create the course, by driving, you drive the car in the path you want the course to be. And then you go, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And you're both on your switches or whatever. And then it goes boop, boop, boop.
It like maps
and the race
out.
Starts.
But then you can play
like
against
Mario Kart.
Yeah. But then you can play against Bowser and stuff. And they could bump you, like, and it'll make your car like run into like the couch or whatever. Like it's good. It's really well done, actually.
The only issue is the dog. There would be like a genuine hazard on the course, which is the dog.
Yeah.
Is going to run around and grab the car. So yeah, it would be high stakes.
So we got him that, and you know, he's playing and enjoying it. But we also, while we were out, we spotted one of those mini NES things, you know, like the
eye on that for about 2 years.
I know. So it's got 30 games preloaded on it, and classics too, really good ones. It has like Metroid, Castlevania 1 and 2, Mega Man 2, Double Dragon 2, like all the really good games, right? Zelda, Link, Mario 1, 2, and 3. So there's 30 games on there. And you just plug it into your HDMI, and it's powered by USB. So we just plugged it into the Switch, like the front USB port of the Switch to keep it on or whatever. And it was cool. And then we also downloaded a bunch of Super Nintendo games on Switch, like through like your Nintendo account, right? So this weekend we somehow accumulated like 60 games, like just, you know, as you do. But it was so, it's odd, like watching my son play games. Cause when I was his age, I got a game and I wouldn't get another game for months. So like, you get a game and you just played the shit out of it, right? Like it didn't even matter if it was good or not. That was the only game
that
you had.
That was it. Yep.
Yeah, you had that game and you either played it or you just did something else, right? My son doesn't have that. He's just like, he played Metroid and I was like, the nostalgia hit me so hard. I was like, oh fuck, I can't, this fucking original Metroid. Like this game was amazing. I played the shit out of this game. I loved it. Like, so I was trying to explain to him what to do and stuff. And he died like almost instantly. He wasn't even paying attention to what I was saying, nothing. And I was like, no, you got to do this. And he's like, eh. And he just like turned it off and like found some other game. And it's like, oh my God, like this, how have we come to this point? Like where everything is so throwaway, you know? Like it's just like, I've got so much stuff. I just don't give a fuck about any of it. I'm just like, I've got 60 games and I'm just going to like play one until I die and then play the next one. And it's like, oh man, you miss out on so much doing that, right? Like you don't get the satisfaction of playing through a game like Metroid and figuring it out and finishing it. And like,
now you know how Twitch chat feels when they recommend you a game and you shit on it.
Yeah, I guess so.
For a minute.
I guess, yeah.
So I get it. Like I think that is that evolution? Is that like survival of the fittest? Is that like, you know, when he's presented with 60 choices, you have to, we do live in this world where they have to grab you in the first 3 seconds, right? I mean, I tell you what happened to me this weekend, which is probably a bit embarrassing and I'm sort of afraid to talk about it, but I was talking to Duncan,
right?
And he said they've just done the pre-patch for the new WoW expansion,
right?
I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
sure. He like basically he gave me, he got a little baggie out of like white powder. He got a little spoon, a tiny little one of those little spoons, put a little bit of white powder on it and like waved it under my nose. And as I was just breathing, I inhaled a bit of cocaine and I was like, oh, I love cocaine.
Is this a dream?
No, this is WoW. This is a metaphor.
Right. So did you actually install and play WoW? Like have you tried the pre-patch?
So I installed World of Warcraft, the original nostalgia trip for
the
all
vanilla.
Of us. And yeah, the classic, no, not the classic version,
the retail version, the pre-patch leading up to the new
expansion. For Shadowlands, which is the new expansion, which is coming out at the end of next month or whatever. Yeah. And because I usually play the expansions, it's nice to talk to everyone. It's kind of this weird like ritual almost every year and a half. I log in and see all these old names and we're like, oh, what are you guys doing?
There's
and
we nothing
chat
wrong
about
with that. I've said the same. I'm not actually looking forward to Shadowlands. I don't even know what it's about. I could care less, but I probably will play it for a month.
It feels to me like a reunion, a school, going to a school reunion. Because I don't really go to school reunions or want to.
Are they a thing that happens? I don't think I've ever been asked. Maybe they have them and they don't invite me.
There's certain people who go to them as well, though. There's certain types of people who, you know who you are.
People who've been successful and want to show off about it.
A little bit.
People who got wedgies every day at school, but now they've made a lot
of
money.
Huge. Yeah.
Just you could imagine the kid in school who is still going to school reunions 25 years later. You know who they are, right? It's you, Patrick Allen. Anyway.
Shame on you, Patrick. So, move on.
No, he was lovely man, Patrick Allen. Anyway.
Patrick, you fuck.
Move on, Patrick.
Stop going to the reunions.
Come on. Nobody cares about school anymore.
So I don't know where that name came from. But so anyway, I'm back in World of Warcraft. And I was doing like they've added this sort of new tutorial zone to like grab people, right? And it's kind of what you have to do. And it feels like they've built this partly in, because it's almost like they did a survey. This is how it went in my head. They were like, we're going to do a survey. We're going to put an advert out and it's going to be like, ask people. We need some game testers. Have you ever played WoW? And then if people answered no, they got all those people together and they showed them WoW and they were like, what mistakes are these guys doing? How do they not know how to play this game? You know, almost like your kid playing Metroid, right, Sips? Like someone who is a different generation. And they built this sort of hour-long tutorial zone for people to go 1 to 10. The point is that now you can just go level 1 to 10 in the tutorial zone, and then you could just pick an expansion to go in, and then you level 20 to 50 in that expansion, and then that's it, your max level. So then you're playing Shadowlands, and I think Shadowlands, I don't think is going to level 60. It might do, but so the leveling experience, that whole competitive idea. Sorry, P-Flax, it's all gone. Anyway, I'm trying to justify it in my head, though, to play it again.
No, and those couple of hours before the patch goes live, or like the new expansion goes live, and everybody is on just waiting, and you're chatting about like all the old raids you used to do, and you've seen people that you haven't seen for years, and you're just having a chat, and it's really exciting and fun and stuff. That's worth it. Just like to have your account for that.
I hope I could be objective as well and look at the game without that cloud, that nostalgia goggles, because I it was bad for me, and I think they've only made it worse, like in terms of how it psychologically hooks you in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that me, as a 37-year-old man, having played a lot of different games over the last year, you know, I've played more games over the last year than I've ever played in my life, probably. You know, because I've kind of been very laser focused on just a couple of specific games, you know, and I feel better for it. I feel like I've been exposed to a lot of, I think the best games that I've played lately, I've definitely changed as my habits have, you know, like looking at WoW now, I'm not hungry to level or hungry to like play the way I was before, right? I'm not hungry to achieve things. I think the best games that I've played this year have had a good story behind them, or sometimes they've even just been a story, like where you just click your way through the story, you know? Like, I think my gaming desires have changed as I've grown up. And it's kind of interesting to think that, because I guess it means that people are all, you know, that's why games are so different, right? Like, each person is at a different stage on that journey between, or looking for something different. Some people are looking for something competitive to really kind of challenge them and to learn and to like become an expert at, like Dota is a good example where it's very competitive. That's the whole game. The whole game is trying to outsmart other people.
Just to change the subject, I've just noticed that Dr. Simon Clark, arch suck up, I think he must have studied brown nosing, has just said, happy birthday to Yogscast Lewis. This is the one day of the year when I remind you that you're an inspiration to people. Shut up, Simon. How dare you?
Get off Twitter. Simon Clark's a lovely man.
Well, you're talking about WoW, so I'm doing something else. I don't talk about Dota for half an hour, I'm just saying.
Let's go back to what was your birthday, P-Flax?
29th of March.
Okay.
Did anybody send you any special messages, Flax? Say like, oh, just want to go out of my way today to say no. Happy birthday, Pyrrhon Flax. You're the coolest old guy I know.
No, thank God.
Your insightful quips and quaffs on
No, we don't, you don't need people to tell you that. You could just look at your fucking horoscope and it'll tell you that. You have been gifted, P-Flax, with innate courage, tenacity and intelligence. In ancient times, people thought that dragons were best suited to be the leaders of the world, with character traits of dominance and ambition. However, you have an infamous reputation for being a hothead and possessing a sharp tongue.
Wow.
I think we've seen that this fucking trifle hey, episode, listen, haven't we? With your rude interruptions.
You know when people don't acknowledge your birthday?
And snide remarks about lovely Simon Clark.
I mean, all right, so sometimes when I hear that kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah, that does actually kind of sound like me. But I know that these things are essentially like cold reading, where you say things like, I'm getting the impression that you have someone close to you in your life and you only want the best for them. And they're like, oh my God, yes, you're so right. But that sometimes this person maybe doesn't notice
and her name
how much
is
you want the best for them. They're like, oh God,
Clarissa.
Yeah, so
get
right.
Clarissa, yeah.
It's just like that.
I'm getting a
Mandy? Yeah, Mandy. That's what. So yeah, sorry.
Maddie. Yeah, Manny.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Manny. So just, to go back to what I was saying, when you started talking about horoscopes, this is about 20 minutes ago, you said that when you were born can sometimes have an effect on your life and everything like that. Well, this is true. If you look at the age that kids tend to be at school, that can often translate quite directly to how well they do if they're athletes.
Right.
This is the Malcolm Gladwell
Triforce warning. I believe we've spoken about this before, but the age group, the way they group kids in sport, especially at a younger age, tends to be by year. So it's like the under 15s, the under 16s, the under 17s, and so on. If you are one of the older kids in that group, you'll tend to be larger, because kids grow so fast at that age that there's like a measurable difference in a year's growth. And the kids that have grown quicker tend to dominate that age group, and then they get selected to play at a higher level, and the other kids maybe give up because they're smaller, even though they might be brilliant footballers when they grow up. As kids, they're unable to compete with a kid that's 2 foot taller than them, which is fair enough. So I think that is interesting, and there are lots of other examples throughout.
I think that if life. Horoscopes were more aware of that type of thing, maybe they'd be more accurate as well. Like, I think you could always say that people who are born in September and October might do better at maths too, right? Because they had more time to have their brains developed before they got put into sets, you know.
Right.
And if you start in the highest set of maths, you stay in the highest set of maths, and you keep up too. Like, even the worst guy in the highest set of maths tends to be better than the, you know, an average guy in the last set, you know, because they just there's not that much difference actually, but it's definitely something that's strange. But that's horoscopes, right? What we're talking about here is more years. Now, there is a similar symptom in years. Like, certainly there was this generation that was around at the tech boom, right? And you tend to see that this whole group of billionaires were roughly a similar age, you know, Bill Gates and Sun Microsystems and IBM and all these people who took part.
The man, like, there was this, the man himself, IBM.
There were whoever, all of these guys, Cisco, like the guys who ran all these companies were, and so you tend to get these clusters, right, of age, similar age grouped, usually white men. And it happened before, back when there was sort of, you know, oil boom and things like this, and so throughout, it does depend what year you're born. Like, it can depend, like, what, if you're able to take advantage of a specific kind of new wave, of something going by. You know, we were the right age for YouTube, to be big. And that's where, you know, there was this generation of sort of YouTubers who were successful early on based on that.
Right.
But we're far too old to ride the next, whatever fad wave was, you know?
Okay. Listen, I've got one for you guys.
Go on.
Let's do a thing kind of like a bit like Room 101, but instead of like, putting something into Room 101, or not putting something into, let's all talk about one thing that has annoyed or angered you this week. What can you think of, one thing that has annoyed you or like triggered you somehow where you got annoyed, and tell me what it is. I'm interested to know.
Right.
What annoyed you? What annoyed you this week?
I've got so many. I'm just trying to think of the one that would.
What is your standout thing? Kind of like, even it could even just be like a theme, like maybe like, you know, some micro angers that like the same thing, like, you know, spread out through.
I've been playing a lot of Dota with I do a thing on Tuesday nights where do you remember when you and me used to do scrub Dota casts,
and we would get people. One of the funniest things we did,
right? It was a ton of fun. So now what I do is the in-house casts, and on a Tuesday night, 8 p.m. little plug there, I stream in-house games between viewers.
Well, what channel is this on? Where is this?
Is twitch.tv/PyrianFlags.
Oh, available. Great. I've never been to that one, but I'll have to check that out. When was that again? On Tuesday?
8 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Okay. Well, what time zone?
GMT.
Well, if it makes you angry, I'm sure it's going to be a great fucking stream.
we watch these guys play, and they're all terrible. Like, there are a couple of them that are like, For the standard of the in-houses, like you were saying about being first in the bottom math set still means you're worse than the worst people in the top math set anyway. So some of these guys like crush these in-house games, but we play with them in like our pub games, and they don't do anything. So we've been in the mornings, I've been getting stacks, Dota stacks together with like my buddy Ashwin, and we'll choose three random goons from the Discord to play with us. They can be infuriating. I've gotten angry with them quite a few times.
Right.
What else? I went to the...
What else? He's got a list.
You just get angry with their plays.
Yeah, it makes
they can't help it. That's well, like angry
right.
a
I understand.
Seagull
no, I understand if you don't understand.
You know, you can't be mad.
You can
That's
be mad.
Who they are.
All right, imagine if you were playing World of Warcraft, just to put it in terms that you might understand.
Right.
And you aggro the raid boss, the fight starts, and someone tries to run out of the room. And that's their first response to the raid starting is, bye guys, I'm running away because there's a fight.
Sure.
Well, that is my bugbear, is people running away when the fight starts.
Right.
I hate
see.
It. It drives
because
me mad.
They have no idea what to do.
No, because it's like, it's all very well saying I don't know the mechanics and the spells and the overall strategy and everything. That's no problem. That can be fixed. But if you are a gutless worm whose first instinct when a fight starts is to take to your fucking heels, I get angry.
Oh,
because
man,
there's no fixing that. It goes to the core of who someone is, that they see their friends getting piled on. We've just started a fight and your first response is to run away. It drives me up the wall. And so we shout at people for that. Not casting their spells and running away. Just literally going, and just dashing for the hills. I'm just like, what? Why play? Like, I just don't understand it. That's one of my things I got angry about. Inability to swing the driver at the golf range.
Oh, yeah. How are your golfing escapades going?
Bad, apparently.
I went to the driving range on Sunday. It was chill. I can hit most of the clubs reasonably consistently for a beginner. The 5-iron, that's my go-to club. Lovely club to swing. Nice and easy. Ping! Going straight as an arrow. Perfect. The driver is a whole nother matter. And I'm working on various things to fix it. But I've spoken to some mates of mine who've been playing golf for years. And they're just like, yeah, I never fucking use it. It's a nightmare.
Man,
it's a very hard
I can teach you how to use the driver. Maybe when the lockdown and stuff is lift, I'll come over and I'll show you.
I can't wait.
I'll hold you from behind and put your hips in.
You're obsessed with that.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
I think you see golf as like a sexual thing.
I see everything
as
a sexual thing.
It's the least sexy sport.
I think that's what we imagine your lessons to be like, P-Flex.
Well, I think he's
like
fantasizing is what
he's doing. A guy like cupping you from behind.
Yeah. See, this again, you guys going straight to that.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, I see all life like that. Everything in life is fairly sexual, except for like things matters to do with children and stuff like that. But you know, like,
well, when you've seen
golf
you'll
lesson?
Understand.
Hell yeah.
It is not sexual. Golf is the least sexy game.
Oh my
game.
God! I did see something that annoyed me this week. So I.
I saw a picture of Piri Flax trying to play golf.
A friend of mine was watching, for some fucking reason, a Smosh video where he was dressed up as an adult baby.
Right.
And I caught the end of the YouTube video and I was like, what the fuck is this?
You had had enough.
That was it for
and
you.
And I just was like, there is no way that an adult baby is okay, right? That's just softcore pedophilia, right? I don't think it's okay. I mean, I just don't think it's in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's creepy. It's not. I don't think we should be legitimizing it as a fetish at all.
This video wasn't about fetishizing this, though. It was a joke, right? Like,
it's a lifestyle. No, it was about defending this lifestyle and being kind of open to them. Now, we're on the internet now, and it's 2020, and we're very open to everything, okay? But there's got to be a line in the sand. And I think that adult babies are over that line.
They call it age play, right? That's one of the things they refer to as where
that sounds awful.
That is, that is the creepiest fucking term I think I've ever heard.
Like you
heard.
Mess around with, I'm going to pretend that I'm older and you're younger and all that kind of stuff. Like it's disgusting, honestly, to me. I mean, I people say don't kink shame. I will happily kink shame. That's fucking gross. Don't do it.
Okay, good. I'm glad because I was angry. I was like, This shouldn't be happening. I don't like Smosh at the best of times, but I just thought,
I didn't even. Do you know what? Smosh is a name that I have not heard in years. Like I just forgot that they existed. Like, are they still going? Like they're still doing the same old stuff.
I assume the guy who runs it is. I only caught the end of the video, so I assume maybe it's like the guy Anthony Padilla doing it on his own, and maybe it's all hyper aware and he's taking the piss out of it and stuff. But I don't know. But I just caught the end of
it. They were kind
of
like PewDiePie before PewDiePie, right? Like they were huge. I remember them. They were like top of the pile when I started anyway. I remember them being big.
Well, I mean, he must still be very successful. I was just like, why are you watching this? And why is this a thing? Like I was angry for two reasons. I was angry at the person who was watching it
right.
and the thing itself. Because I don't don't think you should be watching him in 2020, even if YouTube just turns you off.
I love
channel.
That take.
Do you know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah.
You should not be watching Smosh in 2020. but you just go watch that. The Yogscast, though. I mean, that's still still relevant as anything.
I'm angry at various staff members for various reasons at all times as well, but I can't really call any of them out for it. It's only stuff like people just not following basic instructions or putting zero effort into something.
Yeah.
But that's just a daily occurrence. And I mostly hide that anger. And mostly the staff are competent enough that it's only one problematic staff member who is the most annoying at the time. And if he's not around or she's not around, it's the next most annoying person gets in my line of vision. Do you know what I mean? Like we forgive, like if we have a really inept staff member, as we have had in the past, you know, everyone else can pretty much get away with murder. Do you know what I mean? Because it doesn't matter how bad you are. You're not as bad as the guy who is terrible. Yeah.
You guys have had some fucking
some real
people,
stinkers. But, yeah. It's got to be said.
Well, but we've had we've had some absolute stars.
Yeah, you have.
Nowadays, we have very little problem. Like in the last year or so, we've had very little problems. We've had a truly great.
So if you're listening and you know who you are, you're on the shit list. I'm sorry to say. Yeah, like, it's not looking good.
If you're that Smosh watcher, you're in fucking trouble.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Was it Joe? I bet it was Joe.
No, I can't say. I can't say.
Yeah, I think it's Joe.
It might be one of the creators hanging around in the office, actually.
Right.
But anyway.
Not Duncan. Don't tell me it was Duncan.
Duncan.
It wasn't Duncan. You can't start asking these questions either. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, I'll get you in trouble, then I don't care. That's what I'm asking the question.
Yeah, yeah.
So, P-Flex, do you know who was born on your birthday?
Me?
Because there's always somebody like a famous person who was born on your birthday, right? Do you know who's born on your birthday?
No, we're going.
I'm trying to get us off this topic, which I've successfully done, apart from... Jennifer Capriati.
Oh, of course. Old
tennis player?
Yes. Jennifer Capriati.
Good. What a great segue into another topic. That's Jennifer Capriati.
Holy crap. What about you, Sips? When's your birthday?
The 5th of June.
5th of June.
I share a birthday with a very famous streamer, and it's not me. It's somebody else who's way more popular than me on the platform that we share. I keep maintaining that we should be soulmates, but I don't know if he's up for it. So.
On your birthday, the Soyuz T2 carried two cosmonauts to the Salyut 6 space station.
What year was this?
In, June 1980. Is that you?
Yeah.
June 5th, 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Suti Suksumkit, the Thai football player, was born, as well as Yasser Latif Hamdani, the Pakistani constitutional
Fuck. No way.
Not anyone particularly stand out.
No, but do a search for like later births on the same day. People that share my birthday and see who comes up. Yeah. Like I'm talking like some younger people.
Wow. Famous people that were born on the 29th of March 1976. There's just Jennifer Capriati and Krzysztof Łukasiewicz.
Nice.
Actor and director from Poland that I have not heard of.
No one famous. You're the most famous person who was born on the day you're born.
I'm pretty sure Jennifer Capriati's
on that exact day. There's got
to
be some more
How
famous.
How many Twitter followers has she got? That's what I want to know.
Was it March 29th? Famous birthday.
Yeah, 1976. That was
March 29th. Famous birthdays.
She's got 23,000 followers. Get on, Jen.
Exactly.
Terrence Hill. Brendan Gleeson. You share a birthday with Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, yeah. That's March 29th, but I'm
and
talking
Christopher
the exact
Lambert.
Day. This, I'm talking the exact day.
Yeah, no, come on.
That's not even that famous. They're not even that
Gleeson?
Famous people.
Are you
Brendan
serious?
Brendan Gleeson, are you crazy? Dude.
Brendan Gleeson is not an A-list celebrity.
Excuse me. He's one of the finest actors of his generation.
All right, what about Jack Wright? A 17-year-old TikTok star. He's also born on the 29th of March.
You've really, it's not been good for you, has it?
CJ, so cool. A YouTube star. He's 31 years old. He's number two for March 29 birthdays.
Wow.
CJ, so cool.
DJ,
so
cool.
Wow, he's number two?
A lot of these. There's a gymnast here, Kellyanne Stankus. She's 24.
Stankass.
No, Stankus.
Stankas?
Stankus.
Okay. Oh, and N'Golo Kante was born on March 29th. Shout out.
Who else?
Damn.
Irene, the pop singer. Do you know who Irene is?
No.
Tess Daly.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like one of my, she's on my list.
51 years old. Shares a birthday with you. So when it's your birthday, Flax, know that Tess Daly will be 52 years old.
Oh, man.
Still looks like she's 25.
I am a fan.
You are 32nd on famous birthdays.
Am I in there?
For your
I'm looking on famous birthdays right now. And March 29th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't see myself on there.
Seeing you on.
They tweet at me sometimes.
Sips is 32nd on his day.
On the 5th.
Oh wait, here are my ratings. Ted Forsyth. It says YouTube star. I am, in terms of popularity, ranked number 65,717. I'm 22nd when it comes to Ted's, and I'm 29th when it comes to 44-year-old web stars. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
The 29th most famous 44-year-old web star.
God damn.
What a fucking what an accolade.
Yeah. I'm so far down. They don't have a picture for me.
What
they keep emailing
Scott
me.
Wilson? Scott Wilson. I think this guy played what's his face in The Walking Dead, the farmer. You know, the old man, Scott Wilson. He has a birthday. He shares a birthday with you as well.
I share a birthday with Jeff Goldblum.
Nice.
Really?
Nice. Excellent.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. June 5th, famous birthdays. Number one. Okay. Number one on famous June 5th birthdays. Ninja. The Twitch star.
I know. Yes. Yeah, I know.
That's who I was talking about. But guess who else is on this list?
Go on. You.
Mark Wahlberg. Number six.
Oh. Right.
Number six. Okay.
He's a fucking asshole.
Well, be that as it may, we share a birthday.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is an asshole.
What did he do to you?
You go back and look at the stuff that Marky Mark did when he was younger. And I'm not saying, oh, young people do stupid shit. It was fucking vile. I'm not going to say it, but go and look it up for yourself. He was a fucking piece of shit.
Right.
Is that what he did? Is that where he comes from? Being from Marky Mark?
Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky person. Bunch. That was him.
I always just know him as like a
guys.
Terrible
a
fucking actor.
Guys, I'm number 32 on this list. Guess who's number 38 on this list, June the 5th?
No idea.
Who?
Kenny fucking G.
Kenny G?
Yep.
Kenny G?
The singer?
Kenny G.
What do you mean the CSGO
Kenny
player?
Kenny G, the saxophonist.
I thought you meant the CSGO. I'm sure there's a Kenny G CSGO player.
No, Come on! Singer.
The fucking, the alto sax sensation from the,
yeah,
the 90s.
Kenny G is a CSGO pro. He's like, I thought he's really good.
I mean, Kenny G is 64 years old, man. I don't think he's playing CSGO at that age unless he's
Yeah,
like,
Kenny G became like a huge star in China, didn't he?
What, for his saxophone?
He had this one weird. It's become like the unofficial national closing song called. It's a song called "Going Home," and they play it like every time any businesses close.
Popularity in China. Kenny G has recorded Chinese songs such as "Jasmine Flower" and "The Moon Represents My Heart." Since 1989, like, Kenny G's recording "Going Home" from the Kenny G Live album has become an unconventional mega hit throughout
China.
I'm
reading the same thing as
you are.
Yeah,
look at this.
But I was paraphrasing it.
National closing song. But does it mean closing song as in we're closing, we'll see you tomorrow? Or does it mean like this is the last time that we're closing?
No. It's like every day. It's like to tell people to leave the store. Oh. So it's like this thing that's in their minds. It's like a trigger. So it's like in Japan, they play, each train station has a little jingle. So when it stops, people hear the jingle and they get off at their stop, right? Or the jingles let them know that they're getting close to their stop.
Louis
so
it's Brindley this kind of is number 14 on his list, but above Jeff Goldblum, who's number 16. And
well
Louis
done,
Brindley
Louis.
Shares a birthday with Shaggy, who is number 19 on this list.
Wow.
Fucking hell. And well, Christopher Lloyd, Doc from Back to the Future.
Is he further down the list?
Damn.
Wow. Well done, mate.
He's still
and
alive.
Arsene Wenger, the football coach manager guy.
I don't think you really share a birthday unless you're born on the exact same day. I'm just saying.
This is the exact same day, but it's you've got to find your
birthday twins around the world.
Your number one on this list for your birthday, Louis, is a woman who's 28 years old called Sissa Sniper Wolf, a YouTube star.
Oh, yeah.
You were bested by Sissa Sniper Wolf.
Sissa Sniper Wolf.
I love the picture that they used for you for your birthday.
Oh, it's one of the worst pictures I've ever taken. I love it. Yeah.
Is it you in the bee costume?
No,
he's got his glasses on and a short haircut. And
don't look at that.
He's got a really chubby face. What happened? What the hell happened?
Little puppy fat baby.
Between then and now, Lewis.
Oh my God, that's adult baby Lewis.
Yeah, he's got a diaper on in that picture.
That was during my adult baby.
You're number five for Lewis, behind Capaldi, Hamilton, Blissett, Sharp, and then there's you.
I know, there's a lot of famous. Lewis ain't so famous. What about Ted? How many Teds are there?
Yeah, there's probably not that many. Ted Danson, Ted Bundy, there's Ted Cruz, Ted Williams, Ted Nugent. It's not a great name.
No, it's. And these aren't really
Teddy
great
Roosevelt.
Celebrities either.
No.
I'm there, number 22 for Ted's.
Okay.
God.
Wow, look at Ted Cassidy's face. Holy moly. If you look at famous birthdays and Ted's, Lewis Cassidy looks like Frankenstein's monster when they just resurrected him.
Ted Cassidy. Oh my God, he does. He looks. Is
oh, he played Lurch?
Lurch
in the Addams Family. That's why.
That's why. Nice. Yeah, Ted Cassidy. Ooh. He sounds like he's got a beautiful, like, kind of, you know, 50s era TV star name.
Yeah.
Featuring Ted Cassidy.
Ooh.
You know, it's such a like black and white movie name, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you'd put that on the poster and all the girls would come, oh, have you seen that new movie with Ted Cassidy?
And then it'd be like,
oh
yeah.
I love him.
He looks like the underside of a sofa. It's fucking hideous.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Oh.
Maybe that only works if your underside of the sofa is my underside of a sofa, which is filthy. Never get under there.
Well, it's more the angles. The, like,
well,
you know, looks
yeah,
like,
but I watched the trailer for the Mario Kart Live thing, which I just ordered for my kids.
Yeah, it's a good shout. It's good fun. They'll like it.
Can you not do your casual shopping during the Trifles podcast? I'm trying to convince these guys to turn their monitors off for 20 seconds. But
I was just watching Smosh videos now that you mentioned it.
Sorry.
Tried to find that baby diaper one.
So I watched the trailer. And they're driving these things around their living room and stuff like that. And I was like, God, look how clean it is under their sofa. It's like spotless and everything. It's spotless. And obviously they had to do it for the video. But I've been to people's houses where it's just super clean.
You can
clean
under your
time.
Sofa.
I have a cleaner. She's here right now. Why would I do it? What am I paying her for?
You could move the sofa.
We got rid of ours.
The sofa?
We got rid of our cleaner.
Oh, the cleaner.
Because during the lockdown and stuff, we were just like, fuck, let's just get rid.
We dumped her in the lab.
No, we didn't have her for a couple of months. And then... The lady who organizes the cleaning for us said we can send her in with a mask. I was like, get her in here. It's filthy. So, yeah, she came in and cleaned.
We realized that our cleaner wasn't actually cleaning much. Like, our house is much cleaner now that my wife has just decided to clean it herself.
I'll
like,
be honest with you. She's fucking great. Our cleaner is fucking great.
You're lucky then because ours was not. Ours.
Cleaners tend to clean a certain thing. So my cleaner does the mopping. And like mops the kitchen and tidies that up and cleans the bathrooms and then doesn't do certain things. And I do the windows. I don't know. It's like a team effort, really.
Yeah. She doesn't do the windows, but she does. She hoovers the entire house. She tidies everywhere. She makes all the beds, puts shit away. I don't know how she knows where it goes, but she knows better than I do. She does the bathroom, like deep cleans everything, even the shower unit, all the taps, everything. The kitchen, she does a great job in the kitchen. She mops all the floors, the wooden floors, everything like that.
I'm sorry.
And if we have ironing that we need done, like the kids for school, does the ironing. She does it beautifully. She's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd get somebody in to do the ironing for sure.
Shout out to those lovely ladies who help us hopeless family.
You do. You rarely see men, eh? It's almost always
ladies. I wouldn't hire a man. Sorry, lads. That's sexist of me, but I wouldn't hire a man as a cleaner, no.
What
about a man dressed in a maid's outfit?
Well, that's it.
I've had men cleaners come in, but it was
what about a man
they were
dressed
like,
as an adult baby.
That would be a deep clean.
Floor.
I had that's a man.
Deep clean is always
no,
guys.
But you could hire him to like make your house messy.
It was like
right?
an industrial deep clean. It was like we were selling our flat, and it was just like after all the furniture had moved out and stuff, we just noticed that it was like kind of a bit grimy in spots. So I was I'm just going
to
phone this company up and we'll get like a really big deep clean done on it now that it's empty. And it was like two guys came in with like a power vac and like a fucking hose extension and all this shit.
Right. Because I guess you're not going to get dudes to do it unless you have some kind of special chemical that's dangerous.
You need to evacuate
cool
the house
tool,
to do
a, you know what
a
I mean?
Cool tool.
Then they'll
why
do
can't,
it.
Why can't women do that job though? Like it's really rare that you see this. There's definitely
I think they're just smart enough to say, I ain't doing that.
I guess so, yeah.
I wouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's probably true. Holy crap. Well, that's all we got time for today. You've got to go, Sis.
I got to go. Yeah, I got some big boy things to take care of.
I've got to get to the dentist. And yeah, thanks for watching, listening.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Thanks very much, everybody. And see you next time. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.